Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Mickey Power here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and because it's really important to save the tatas, It's Your Wiener Clemson is featuring two new frozen drinks all month long, with $1 of each drink sold donated to Dabo's All In Foundation for Breast Cancer Research. Enjoy a frozen pink colada or frozen vodka pink lemonade to help a great cause. While you're there, grab a hot dog with over 100 free toppings to choose from, or watch the game on one of their 17 big screen TVs. 101 Key Street, downtown Clemson. Go Tigers!
Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, those numbers for First Class Halt, you can reach them at 4135 Clemson Boulevard, the Anderson location at 864-260-9600, 260-9600. And you can reach them at the Greenville location, which is 1304 Roper Mountain Road, at 864-297-1212, 297-1212. Tell them I sent you. That's how this deal works. You want in, now's a good time, 654-7627, 654-7627. It's just hard to believe how Tennessee has fallen. I mean, you know, if you had ever told me that Tennessee was going to lose, you know, 7-8 league games in a row, I would have said you were crazy. Especially because, you know, the SEC's really wasn't any good with the exception of Georgia, even last year. But there is a really legitimate chance the Tennessee Vols will carry a 16-game league losing streak into the season finale against Vanderbilt. Should they lose that one too, they would return next year without having won a league game in two full seasons. And quite honestly, if you ask me, is that more or less probable? I would have to say less based on just the statistical improbability of playing that many more games and losing every one of them. But if you actually begin to examine the games, it's hard to find a win until you get to Vanderbilt. I mean, I guess the games against South Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, in theory, are in play. But are you taking Tennessee over any of those teams right now? I wouldn't. I mean, Vanderbilt, maybe. But that's at Vanderbilt. I mean, is Tennessee a favorite at Vanderbilt? They lost to Vanderbilt last year. Vanderbilt seems a little improved. I'm not sure how improved Tennessee is, nor am I sure what condition they'll be in by the time that game is played. Speaking of condition that we're in, Ramona, the New York Yankees just get obliterated at home by the Boston Red Sox. You know, we hit all these playoff series. Prior to the playoffs, I picked the Brewers and Astros. And in watching the Red Sox dismantle the Yankees, you know, the Astros-Red Sox series is going to be incredible. I'm sticking with the Astros, but if the Red Sox win, I certainly won't be surprised. There's a reason a team wins 108 games. They're good. I mean, and the Yankees just found out how good. In watching the series, I mean, especially the last couple nights, what you'd have to ask yourself, how on earth did the Yankees win 100 games? Because they don't look like a 100-win team. I mean, the Yankees are built for the regular season. You know, Judge, Stanton, these tape measure home run guys, the 260 million home runs they hit during the regular season. You know, that's not how you win the playoffs. That's not how Joe Torre's Yankee teams won. Those teams won with small ball and pitching and defense and professional hitters and hitting behind the runner and working the count. You know, that's not what you have with a guy like Stanton. You know, every time Stan comes up in a big situation, he strikes out. Yeah, when he hits the ball, it's like a guided missile. But that's a rare occurrence when a bat actually meets ball. And it didn't meet ball at any of the times that it needed to last night. And because of it, he's no Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson struck out a ton, too. Frequently led the league. But when it mattered, like against the Dodgers in Game 6 of the World Series, That's how you get to be Mr. October. Stanton is like, you know, I don't know, Mr. July. He's just, you know, and Stanton, you know, somebody, I forget what it was, but somebody on my Twitter page compared sort of Stanton and his look to McGuire. You know, I don't know, but I know this from a hitting standpoint, very similar in that both guys were cripple hitters. Both guys were guys who were great against lousy teams in the regular season and could hit these tape measure home runs, especially when their team was like down 7-1 and there was nobody on base. But when it came time to playoffs and winning baseball, McGuire was a disaster. The only good series he ever played in the playoffs in his life was the series against Atlanta when he was out with injury and Will Clark took his place at first base. And Clark tore up the Braves in that series. Remember Will Clark had Will Clark was known as Will the Thrill Clark. That is his nickname. And he had the best answering machine message of all time. When you called Will Clark and he wasn't home, his message, his machine said, "The thrill is gone. Leave a message."
Yeah, you know, that's good.
But he was brilliant in that series, and McGuire never hit anything. And Stan's just like McGuire in that regard. He's just not made for the playoffs, and fundamentally, the Yankees aren't made for the playoffs. Not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. The Red Sox, the Red Sox clobbered them. You know, really, and it wasn't until the very end of the process last night that the crowd woke up, and they only woke up because they were going against Kimbrel, and Kimbrel was all over the place. I mean, Kimbrel was wild. He couldn't control anything. He wasn't hitting any of his spots. And Kimbrel is an odd-looking dude. His whole act is strange. Now, I wrote on Twitter last night, he's like ZZ Top meets Praying Mantis. You know, whatever that thing he does out at the mound with his arms, where he lifts his arms like a praying mantis about to strike, it's the strangest thing I've ever seen. And then with that, you know, red ZZ Top wannabe beard, I mean, his whole act is strange. He was terrible last night. He's lucky he got out of it because, I mean, the Red Sox were in complete control until he took the hill. Now, look, I know he's been good for them during the year. I know he was good in Atlanta. I get all that. I'm just saying his whole act is strange. His act is strange. And last night, he was terrible. I mean, he is very, very fortunate to get out of that mess that he created last night in the ninth inning. But, you know, I don't know what it means for the Yankees. I think what it means is you have to go back to the drawing board because you're not remotely close to as good as the Red Sox in any way, shape, or form. I mean, the Red Sox were better than the Yankees during the regular season, won the season series, swept them in the end when it mattered, kicked the crap out of them in this playoff series. So from a Yankee standpoint, you know, you'd have to go and try and buy your way to a title again because, you know, not that the Torrey teams did that because they didn't. Most of those players were home raised. But you have a situation where you are clearly not as good as your chief rival and no way, shape, or form. I mean, I'm sorry. I went into this expecting the Red Sox to win. I picked the Red Sox to win that division in the regular season, picked them to beat the Yankees in the playoffs, but I thought that we were going to have a tight, really entertaining, competitive series between historical rivals, and we didn't get that at all. What we got was a complete mismatch, and quite honestly, those two teams could play five-game playoff series to the end of time. I'm not sure the Yankees will win one of them. They're just not as good as the Red Sox, period. They're just not. And so in the offseason, you know, I don't know what they're going to need to do, but they need to fix some things in terms of the way they're constructed right now. They need to fix some things. Because I was surprised. I mean, I thought the Red Sox would win the series, but I thought that it was going to be an entertaining, wild, intense, competitive series. It wasn't any of that. I mean, quite honestly, you know, the Yankees, the Red Sox donated game two when they sent David Price to the hill. You knew David Price wasn't beating the Yankees because David Price doesn't beat anybody in the playoffs, one. And two, his ERA against the Yankees was like a million. So you knew that wasn't happening. I mean, we have all sorts of evidence that David Price is a terrible playoff pitcher. So you knew when you sent them to the hill, you basically donated the second game to the Yankees. I mean, David Price is the Yankees' best player. Without David Price, it's a sweep. You know, and you know what the really discouraging thing is if you're a Yankee fan? The really discouraging thing is that you got to play at home with all this firepower you have and all this power that you have against the Red Sox number three and number four starters. And you couldn't do any damage against those two guys. I mean, you turned the Red Sox number three and four starters into elite pitchers. You know, again, I don't expect you to beat Chris Sale. And you didn't hit him last night either when he came in for an inning of relief. Made him look silly. I don't expect you to beat him. But I do expect you playing at home to be able to do some business against the Red Sox three and four starters. And that didn't happen. And that's why they're done. So far, the playoffs have gone exactly as we anticipated. I thought the Brewers and Astros would maul down their opponents. I thought the Red Sox would win. I thought the Dodgers would beat the Braves. And again, if you watch the Dodgers-Braves series during the year, I mean, it wasn't logical to think Atlanta was beating the Dodgers. But Atlanta's a young team. You know, honestly, in terms of how you feel about yourselves after losing, I mean, I think you're feeling a lot better if you're a Braves fan than you are a Yankees fan. The Braves are a young team with a couple aging components, but a young team with a really bright future. And far exceeded expectations this year. And we're basically 2 years out of schedule. I'm not sure what the Yankees are. What the Yankees to me are sort of a fake 100-win team that's not constructed to win in the playoffs. and they're going to have to reinvent themselves. And I don't know what you do about Stan. Stan is never going to hit in the playoffs. I'll tell you that right now. He is never, that guy is never going to hit in the playoffs. I realize that if you clock the top 10 ball velocities off the bat in Major League Baseball this year, that he had like 9 of them. That's great. In the playoffs, he had none of them because he can't make contact. And he couldn't make contact last night again when it mattered. Let me get Cornbread in here for the break. Cornbread, how are you?
Mr. Morton, how you doing?
How you
sir?
Doing, Cornbread?
I guess it's time for Cornbread's Corner.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah.
All right, I want to say one thing. Jimmy that called in about the hog, that's a good call.
Yeah, tiny.
He just needs to change his name from Jimmy to Woodsman or something. I don't know.
No, his name's Tiny.
Oh, all right. I got a thing on a... I guess everybody know, has seen a 55-gallon drum.
Yeah.
All right. You know how big the lid is on a 55-gallon drum?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly, but yeah, I know how big a lid
it's
is.
Huge. Yeah. It's huge. All right. We were running Turtle Joe's up in Kiwi when it was backing up. And we had a jug that we couldn't find. We looked for it for a day and a half. Back in this little cove, and we finally found it. So me and my daddy, all right, let me ask you a question. How many people out there, guys, go up and ask their daddy, do you call them father or dad or pop? No, they're your daddies. All right. I got that out of the way. Well, we pulled up in this cove and found that jug. And like an idiot, I happened to be in front of the doggone boat. And I reached down to get that jug, but I had too much string on it. Well, that jug had too much string on it. I'm pulling the jug up out of the water. And finally got the turtle up the top of the water. That turtle had a doggone 12 to 18 inch damn neck on it. I ain't lying. It scared. He had a head on him bigger than a damn softball. And my daddy's hollering, don't lose it, don't lose it. And I'm looking at him, get your ass up here and help me. I pulled the thing up, got it up out of the water. And with my other hand, I'm trying to grab his tail to where I could swing it in and throw it in the 50-gallon drum. And he's hollering, don't lose it, don't lose it, don't lose it. Well, what do you think happened?
You lost it.
It scared the out of me, and I lost.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest doggone snapping turtle I've ever seen.
Well, you know, Cornbread,
some big ones.
You know, Cornbread, your daddy was right. We're just going to take your word for that one.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, don't lose it. You lost it. So we don't get to weigh it.
Hell, I lost it. And I was cussed ever since I was there.
Cornbread, I got to get a break. Appreciate the call as always. Welcome to the Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are we ready for the game?
Yeah. Now back to Walt and Ramona.
We'll be right back.
animal segment of the program continues, Ramona. Brian, Bayou Bengal Brian on Twitter wrote and sent me a photo. Said, here you go, Cornbread. My buddy's on the bayou, and each of them have a giant snapper in their hands. So, yeah. And so that continues. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know what I found funny? I saw this this morning, I guess, on Twitter. This is from a guy named Pat Jaggers. I don't know who he is, but he's citing, as did other people, this quote by Louisville wide receiver Tutu Atwell. After getting destroyed by Georgia Tech by 40. By the way, Louisville has no wins in league right now. They're winless in league. After getting destroyed by Georgia Tech by 40, Tutu Atwell, wide receiver of Louisville, was asked what he's seen from Boston College on defense. Because that's who they're playing this week. Remember,
right?
This dude plays for a team that's winless in league and just lost by 40 to Georgia Tech. Asked what he's seen from Boston College on defense, he was quoted as saying, a lot of slow people. A lot of slow people.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that.
You know what? If you played for Clemson, then maybe you would say that or could, but you probably wouldn't. Because, you know, first of all, it's like an invincibly stupid thing to say. You're about to play them. You're about to find out how slow they are because they're going to woodshed you too. I mean, Boston College is looking to take out a pound of flesh, cliche alert, on somebody right now. They're going to take it out on you. So, you know, you would think that if you play for a team as bad as Louisville's been thus far, you would just shut up. You wouldn't think you'd be anxious to provide your next opponent with bulletin board material. But again, Louisville wide receiver Atwell, again, off of being demolished by Georgia Tech, asked what he had seen from Boston College on defense, said, a lot of slow people.
Well,
I'm not sure I've ever heard anybody say that. Well, you know, we heard a Clemson player to say that JT Barrett couldn't throw the ball down the field at all. But, of course, that was a true statement. That was a true statement. You know, I was thinking about who the most disappointing teams in America are from a college football standpoint. And I listed some of them. You people are free to throw me some others. I was just thinking about, to this point of the year, who's been disappointing? Auburn is on my list. They have two losses. They lost a home game to LSU, which, you know, seems unthinkable. And then they lost a road game to a Mississippi State team that can't score if you leave them by themselves in the building. And even other than that, they've just not looked impressive. You know, I had an Auburn fan write on Twitter a bit ago in response to Tennessee, said, well, at least Tennessee's not paying their coach $7 million.
That's a great point.
It's a fair point. Because you already have GoFundMe pages set up by Auburn fans wanting to get rid of Gus Malzahn. So I think Auburn, I mean, Auburn was a team that there were some people picking Auburn to win that division this year. Well, obviously, they're not going to win the division. The question is, you know, what are they going to be at season's end? But I think they've been a disappointment by almost every measure. Offensively, they're challenged. The defense was supposed to be dominant. I wouldn't say it's been dominant thus far. It's been pretty good, but not dominant. The run game's been non-existent, and the offensive line play hasn't been good. So that results in a team that's, what, 3-2 with two losses? And they just have not looked like an elite team. I mean, they're still barely hanging on in the top 25 rankings, but you almost have the feeling, you know, another couple weeks, that won't be the case. Michigan State, a team that has been very disappointing to me. I put them in my total overs at the start of the year, which I think that number was 9, 9.5. They're not getting there. They're 3-2. They haven't really looked good against anybody. I mean, you know, even their wins, it's a little bit like Auburn. they're playing these low-scoring, close games, and they win some of them and they lose some of them. So I think Michigan State, you know, Lewerke, that whole team, you know, they returned a higher percentage of starts and total offense and defense than any team in America. They returned like 95% of their offense and defense off a team that won 10 games last year. And so far they're 3-2. They're, in a real sense, they're a bigger disappointment than Auburn thus far. You want to get in with others, you're welcome to. Mississippi State is on my list. You know, they're another multiple loss team at this point that, again, is hanging on the top 25 for some reason that's not clear to me. Nick Fitzgerald can't throw a forward pass. They can't score. They eked out enough points against Auburn in part because Auburn self-destructed. They're good defensively, but maybe not as good as people thought. Kentucky didn't think very much of them. Kentucky bullied Mississippi State at the line of scrimmage. So, again, I know they had the bounce-back win over Auburn, but Auburn's another team on the list. This is my list. So, I think Mississippi State has been a disappointment. There were a lot of people who were projecting them as a top-10 team, even some people who were thinking they might win the division. I put them like 22 or 23, I think, in my preseason poll, which is about where they are now, but they're not going to be there long, I don't think. I don't think they're going to be a team that winds up being ranked. Florida State is on my list. Now, the problem with Florida State being on my list is they're not disappointing to me. They are exactly who I thought they would be. But from a national perspective, they're disappointing. I mean, Florida State's a bad football team. They can't block, and I didn't think they were going to be any good. So, you know, they wouldn't be on my personal list of disappointments because, again, I didn't have any expectation for them. But in terms of how the general public at large views them and the national media viewed them, they're a disappointment. A major disappointment. And, you know, there are some signs that Willie Taggart is starting to make some things better. You know, that performance against Miami or a game that they probably should have won. In fact, I think they definitely should have won. You know, there are some signs of life, at least with the Seminoles. In fact, in a way, at least there's that. You know, when I look at Auburn and Mississippi State right now, I don't see many signs of life. Now, again, I know Mississippi State just beat Auburn. At FSU, at least there's a little sign of life. Kansas State is on my list. I had them like 27, I think, or something before the season. They can't win a game. They lose every game close, or almost every game close. They've been blown out, and Snyder teams never get blown out. The quarterback play has been very disappointing. The thought going in, and it was my thought as well, they had two four-star quarterbacks who both seem to be improving. Quarterbacks always get better under Snyder. Skylar Thompson and Alex Delton both showed real positive signs last year. Fundamentally, they both stunk this year. And part of it is they lost Byron Pringle, their top weapon, the guy who had, you know, 360-plus yard catches for touchdowns against Oklahoma State last year. But they've not been good. And right now they're 2-4, and they're finding new ways to lose. You know, they had a chance to beat Texas at home. They led Baylor. Alex Barnes rushed for, I don't know, like 300 yards in that game or something. And they still found a way to squeeze out a loss. So they're on the list. Oklahoma State. Again, this is not a team that's personally disappointing to me because I don't have any expectations for them. But they're 1-2 in league. They did beat Boise State, which I don't think counts much anymore. But Oklahoma State is on my list. Again, you know, they're a team that, to me, I just think they're the same thing every year. Every year they're an 8 or 9 win team. It's not going to win anything that matters, and they're just fundamentally soft. I thought when I watched them beat Boise State that maybe things had changed, and then Texas Tech went into Stillwater and kicked the living crap out of them. So Oklahoma State – off to a 1-2 start in league, and I don't see much hope for them this year moving forward either. We'll pick this up on the other side. These are the teams in college football. You know, the pro answer is easy. We'll give you the pro answer later. But collegiately, I was just thinking about teams that have been disappointments so far this year. Let me tell you about Hims. You know, performance issues are common. If you're a male, testosterone levels begin to decline in your 20s. This is something that almost all males encounter. And then we seek these voodoo remedies. We seek to help our situations in private at 2 a.m. on the internet and order in some herbs that, you know, that only, you know, one guy in Idaho has tried before. You know, this is not what you want to do. You want to get to 4Hims, a one-stop shop for sexual wellness, skincare, hair loss. Here's the deal. You'll be connected at 4Hims with real doctors with medical-grade solutions to your issues. Well-known generic equivalents to the name brand prescriptions. That's what 4Hims offers you. You know, the known main brands have come off patent, and so they're available at a fraction of the price. You won't have to deal with waiting rooms. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You save hours and time by going to 4hims.com. It couldn't be easier. You answer a few questions. You chat with a doctor for a confidential review. Products are shipped discreetly to your door. That's 4hims.com. Here's the best part of all. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/roadrage, the number 5. That's F-O-R-H-I-M-S, spelled out, F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/roadrage, the number 5. 4hims.com/roadrage, the number 5. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. You want to get in? Now's a good time. 654-7627. We'll be back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Wahala at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar. Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to Bose!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Check. Saturday, Sunday, the weekend's absurd. And now it's Monday, a four-letter word. But we're changing the game, how the story goes. And now when it's Monday, you'll think, welcome to Bose! Burritos like Homewrecker and Joey Bag. Free chips and salsa, got that Mo Monday swag. Sit back and relax, because you're in luck. The weekend's not over, man. Mo Mondays don't suck.
Every Monday at Bose, get an awesome burrito, chip, salsa, and a drink for just $6.99.
This fall, our healthcare team wants you to experience freedom from symptoms like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea. Join clients like Anne, who has taken off her metformin and lost over 100 pounds. Sandy no longer has IBS symptoms, and she had them for 27 years. Lonzo lost 200 pounds and has kept it off for over 2 years. Huck is off his CPAP machine, and his doctor took him off his high blood pressure medication. The healthcare works, and we want to help you take your life back. It's so easy. You don't have to go to the gym. And there's only two things you can't have. You can even have fast food. Don't wait. Book your free consultation today. And this week, you can buy one program, get one free. That's two for the price of one. You can even start the health dare after all the Halloween candy. Just come in this week to receive our fall special. Grab your spouse or a friend and come on in for our fall special. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Book your initial consultation with the health dare today. Go to iDareGreenville.com.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda is all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Bam!
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. You can get in right now, 654-7627. You know what you want to talk about. Before we get going, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. You know, the weather will be changing soon, and every seasonal change brings new plumbing concerns. I don't know what they are. I host a sports talk show, but I know who knows. My friends at Roto-Rooter. You go to rotorooter.com, you find all the helpful hints. If you just follow those hints, you'll avoid needing their services. And by the way, who does that? Who in business tries to help you and keeps you from needing them? That's what Roto-Rooter does. You know, here's the thing. When you have a plumbing emergency, chances are it won't be during business hours. It's just the way it works. So what you need to know is your plumber going to be there 24/7, 365? Or is their phone just going to be off the hook or not answered or go to voicemail when you need help most desperately? Here's the good news. Roto-Rooter will be there to answer your call. A live human being. That's right. That's right. A live human being will answer your call. If you're calling them at 1 a.m. on a January frigid morning because your pipes burst, a live human being is going to answer your call and get help directed on the way to you. See, when you call Roto-Rooter, your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. That's how they do it. They're also the septic system experts. They don't just clean the tanks. They clean the lines to the tanks. It's Roto-Rooter. Check them out. Call them. Write down this number. You'll need it in an emergency. 288-7686. 288-7686. 288-7686. Roto-Rooter. That's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Trust me, you will thank me later. Call them. Write that number down so you'll have it. We're talking about the most disappointing teams in college football this year. And some of the teams on my list, Auburn, Michigan State, Mississippi State, Florida State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State. There's a whole lot of states there, Ramona. I guess if you're a state, you're a disappointment. And then Nebraska made my list. Nebraska's 0-5. The only close game they've played, to my recollection, was the Colorado game. Other than that, they've basically been blown out. And look, I think Scott Frost has a really difficult job. I think he's the man for the job. I think he'll turn that program around. And I did not have high expectations for them. I did not. I didn't rank them. They weren't in my top 50 or anything. I didn't have any expectations for them. Still, the fact that once mighty Nebraska is 0-5 and losing the way they are, they have to be considered a disappointment to some degree. Have to be. Clemson Deb. Deb, how are you?
Well, hey there. Hey. Sitting up on my mountain drinking my orange Kool-Aid as normal.
Well, good.
Walt, I apologize. I should have tried to call earlier in the week, and I just couldn't get to. Louisville-Georgia Tech game.
Yep.
I know that when you're passing the ball and it hits a player in the helmet and someone else catches it without it hitting the ground, I know they're allowed to call that an interception. But during the Louisville game, I think it may have been the first series with Louisville, quarterback threw the ball and it hit the player on the top of his shoe. It very clearly bounced back out, and they originally said they were going to review it, and then they never reviewed it, and the Louisville player did get it, but they called it an incomplete pass. So is it different when the ball hits the helmet versus the shoe?
No. I did not see the actual start of that game. So I may have – I was actually on remote that day. And,
okay.
And I didn't see the very beginning of that game, but – the ball is alive as long as it doesn't touch the ground. And now, could the ball have touched the shoe and the ground? Perhaps. I don't know, because, again, I didn't see it. But and maybe that was what came into play. But, no, if the ball is alive as long as it doesn't touch the ground.
Well, I was pretty sure of that, but I told Jack I was going to call you today and make sure I was right. But, anyway, sure do enjoy listening to you, and go Tigers.
Thank you, Deb. As always, appreciate the call. Ramona, I'm looking at I see this thing from this adoption agency. This is in Edmonton. And it says they're facing a giant adoption challenge, literally, and need your help to find these three brothers, their forever home. Gasket, Gunther, and Goliath are two-year-old St. Bernards. And they all, by the way, they all look very different. It says, while they're friendly and playful, their assessment showed they are bonded. Hey.
I've
been a sucker and gone for that before. Yeah. Do not go for that line, all right? Do not go for that. They're bonded. You need to take them. I did that, all right? Don't go for that. Listen, dogs bond instantly. They'll rebond wherever they go.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. I figured they did. Oh, they're going to bond to their human.
Sure. Yeah. This is just some, you know.
That's a way to get you to take all three of them.
Right. That's what it is. A little tactic to get you to take all three of them. Yeah. Man, you're going to need some space if you're going to take all three of those dogs. And by the way.
And what are they?
St. Bernards.
Yeah. They're big, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know where this thing is. I'll retweet it. You'll see it. I mean, one of them is a dark face, one is a medium face, and one is a white face. So, you know, they can't
be separated. Darn it.
Yeah, they can't be separated. Cannot be separated. All right. So Nebraska makes my list as a disappointment. Again, I didn't have expectations for them. I didn't expect them to do anything. But the fact that they're 0-5, I think has to be a bit of a disappointment. Boise State. I had Boise State like 10, And this past weekend, I picked San Diego State to upset them. Gave it out as a spread pick plus 14.5. I knew that that was easy. And San Diego State did exactly as I thought. In fact, they dominated Boise State on the blue field. Dominated physically, kicked the crap out of them. You know, and here's what happened. I came into the season with the notion that Boise State's schedule was extremely favorable and that they would be a physical football team. Now, they've experienced some injuries, and this week they've really been decimated by injuries. But nonetheless, when I watched them go to Oklahoma State and watch that game, I wasn't impressed with Oklahoma State. I was really disappointed in Boise State. I just thought I expected them to be physical. They weren't physical in any way, shape, or form. And therefore, I knew they weren't going to handle San Diego State this weekend. You know, every college football season is a learning process for me. As the season goes on, I learn more and more about teams. And Boise State, I just soured on after that Oklahoma State performance. And I thought that San Diego State was going to be a bad matchup, and they were. But prior to the year, I thought this was a team that might go through the season unscathed, might go through unbeaten. So the fact that they're 3-2, they're a major disappointment. Boise State. UCLA. Scotty and Santa come right to you. UCLA, major disappointment. I mean, I had no expectations for them. I didn't rank them. When I say I didn't rank them, I ranked 50 teams. I didn't put them in my top 50. All right, so I had no expectation for them, but I didn't expect them to go winless. You know, now there are some signs of life with UCLA. There really are. They're not winning anything this year, and that schedule's really brutal. But if you're just watching the game within the game, you know, they competed against Washington. Washington's a good team. They didn't win that game, but they lost, I think, 31-24 or something. So there are some signs of life, but they're 0-5. And then Southern Cal, not a disappointment to me because I said they'd be below 8.5 on the win total deal. They're 3-2, but they're not even a strong 3-2. They haven't looked good. They're a team that has a lot of issues, and obviously dealing with a young quarterback as well in JT Daniels. Those are the teams that come to mind for me as sort of the real disappointments to this point in the college football season. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
All living the dream, Walt.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
You know? Well, you were until this week.
I just got to tell you, if you ask me to take Conor McGregor or Ramona with a Pop-Tart, I'm taking Ramona.
I'm with you.
I mean, why wouldn't I? I mean, you believed in Les Miles. Ramona knows Les Miles is just one more stupid stunt away from driving an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
He is a little nuts.
Believe in Les Miles? I mean, I'm not sure what you mean. What do you mean I believe in Les Miles?
I believe you picked LSU to beat Florida, and Ramona's the only one to say, hey, it ain't going to happen.
Oh, you talking about that wager?
Yeah, he's going to look stupid wearing that Spurrier.
Okay, I gotcha. I got you, because yeah. I couldn't figure out what Les. If I was thinking of, man, if you think Les Miles is still coaching, you've done a little deeper dive in that hurricane than I thought.
I was thinking I was wrong. I'm sitting there thinking he doesn't curse her anymore, does he?
Ramona was the only one picking Florida.
Yeah,
like what? Even the LSU fans didn't believe in Les Miles. That's why we got rid of him.
Yeah, you sure weren't. You sure weren't picking Florida.
No. I do like Les's attitude though. It refrains from this new college board.
I like Les's attitude about Columbus Day.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Paddy's Day. That's a different day entirely.
That was your coach.
I told you. He's almost driving an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yeah. I'm afraid
I think that's his goal. Now, what do you think about our little trek here? Georgia, then Alabama again. It's not looking good.
No, it's not easy. Not easy, Scotty. But look, you'll play better at home. I mean, I think that Georgia's clearly more beatable than Alabama, but I don't think Alabama's invincible. I think that, you're going to need to play well against Georgia. You cannot turn the ball over. You're going to have to win the turnover battle. That's a reasonable thing to expect to do at home. Burrow is going to have to protect the football, but he's also going to have to make some plays. You're not going to beat Georgia without him making some plays. He doesn't have to throw for 350 yards. He has to throw for 200 yards and two touchdowns, and not turn it over. That's what he has to do.
Well, I try to be realistic and evaluate. Last year, we had a lot of freshmen playing, and like you said about the Braves all year, they're like 1 or 2 years away. And, I can accept LSU being like a top 20 program and not competing for the Final Four. But if you knock us out of that, if we're ranked 50th, Georgia ain't going to be around long either.
Well, it's true. I mean, obviously, these are big games for Orgeron in his career. Winning the game at Auburn was an enormous win, but it isn't an easy schedule. And, the challenges keep coming. Obviously, the loss at Florida was disappointing. But, hey, listen, if he were to beat Georgia, even if he loses to Alabama, he'd be in good shape.
Oh, yeah, I believe so. And I can't figure one thing. With that Army performance against Oklahoma, is Oklahoma sucked that bad? The whole
thing, yeah.
Well, what's going on there?
Yeah, they do. And they fired Mike Stoops as a result. Let me give you an example. It's funny you asked that. And where is that stat? I'll give it to you.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, look, Oklahoma's defense is absolutely horrific. It's just terrible. Again, Jeff Mockin, the Army coach, said that Duke's defense was light years better than Oklahoma. He faced both of them.
Well, so. I wasn't around at the time, but Oklahoma had, I don't know how many national championships in a row.
I have a stat for you when we come back. I got to go, Scotty. I'm at the top of the hour. I'll see you.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable chicken supremes. For a limited time, get a chicken supreme snack.